The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.
Conversation for lots of people up and down the country. I know Mick McCarthy from Off the Ball is with me here in our rooftop studio, we'll call it. That's a bit of a stretch, Mick, isn't it?
Should have brought my jacket.
Yeah.
Sunny day is
a summer, an Irish sunny day. So, Kelly Harrington safely through.
Yeah, Kelly Harrington, really, really impressive again for the second time in the Olympics. She, come up against a Colombian opponent that, like, people seen as dangerous. She was the sixth seed and, you know, she had a long reach and she was just someone that, you know, you would just see as dangerous, and Kelly just took care of business. She was absolutely brilliant, and that's the second time she's got into the ring and really, really impressed. And you're looking at a boxer who looks like she's in the form of her life, which is very exciting. She's true now to the semi-final, which means she medals. She's the second boxer in Irish history to medal at two different Olympics after Paddy Barnes in 12 and 16. But, you know, she was a gold medalist 3 years ago, and given her form, I mean, I don't know too much about what's coming. That's the beauty of the Olympics. It's not like you don't know anything until the day of, a lot of the times, for a lot of us outside of the experts on the specific sports. But it's hard to see how she can be anything other than favourite for gold at this stage, the way she's fighting.
And again, it's worth reminding people, I mean, she had a loss to the Europeans not too long ago, you know, arguably for some might have been a blow to the confidence, but it seems like it was maybe the reset she needed to kind of go back and put the foot down.
Exactly, yeah. And we were talking a couple of days ago after she won her first fight that you know, that may have been something that sort of was a little bit of a sort of a reality check that you might need going into one of these, you know, unbelievably hard tournaments. Like, every boxer that gets through to the Olympics is going to be top class, as we've seen with some of the boxers that have gone out early to really, really good fighters. They haven't disgraced themselves in any way. It's hard to get to the Olympics. So, you know, just realizing that maybe it's not just automatically going to go our own way, because again, I wouldn't necessarily say that unless I've just seen this absolute improvement in her form. Like, she's boxing in a way that I don't know if she was even at that level 3 years ago in Tokyo, you know.
I wonder to what degree as well does the success in the swimming pool bleed into the other athletes, and there's others in the camp in general.
It's hard to know, but I know they're all talking about it. So it's just like, obviously we had a really busy rowing morning, and after every interview they're talking about, you know, what the last two nights watching the pool and the whole team kind of, like, you know, together and talking about Ireland as one big team, which is an interesting, I think, language really, because, you know, they're obviously completely separate in everything other than they all wear green and they are staying in the same part of the village.
You do get the sense that maybe, and you know, you would get this maybe on the show when you talk to athletes as well, compared to years ago, you know, you go back to previous Olympic cycles, you know, Athens and Beijing, and even as recently as London and Rio, that there was real silos.
Yeah.
You know, and it's possibly it's because of Abbottstown and that there's so many kind of pooled resources out there, so they literally just see each other more. And I think maybe, you know, the Olympic Council, obviously, that once was, is no more, and we won't get into all of that. but I do think the new iteration of it, I get the sense that this was one of the things they wanted to do was, you know what, we can't kind of swoop in and just be the Olympics guys once every 4 years. We need a kind of a sense that we're all in this together.
A sense of a team, yeah. And I mean, it's a really good point, and it's an interesting angle I hadn't really thought of, but I think that might actually be it. But either way, it is absolutely manifesting, whatever the reason for it is, because you can. I just really feel you can sense it. I mean, Charlene Mosley, who's obviously running next week, put up some stuff on her Instagram during the week of, like, just this small little room where they were all just watching Mona McSharry the other night, and there was just this unbelievable sense of togetherness from it all, and excitement, really, you know. So yeah, you'd imagine that just watching the achievements in the pool over the last two nights has really lifted everybody. Yeah.
You saw Charlene today put up pictures of her holding an Olympic gold medal. No surprises, I guess, whose Olympic gold medal she has. So again, that's further evidence. I wonder as well, if, do you know who probably helps people seeing Daniel Whiffen? It's not maybe the Kelly Harringtons, because she knows she can win.
Yes, exactly,
she's done it before. And the rowers, some of the rowers. It's maybe those who are tipped this year but haven't done it, and they look at, say, Daniel Whiffen, and they go, it, you know, it is real. It's not just kind of talk, like, and bluster and bravado, you can actually go and do this.
Yeah, 100%. And also, I think it will give a lot of a lift as well to, like, somebody like Joe Gallagher, who boxed today and went out to a really, really tough opponent. But he's a young guy and he's there for the Olympic experience. Qualifying gives him the chance in 4 years' time. And they'll look at what, you know, the experience that Daniel Whiffen and Mona McSharry got in Tokyo. And how they've kicked it on, and being an Olympian helps you to go and be an Olympic medal.
Yeah, it does.
The next time
it,
on.
It makes such a difference, I think.
It really seems to, doesn't it?
Yeah, like, it does. Yeah. And even, you remember Dervla O'Rourke, who's always talking about going to Athens, and she was really only there making up the numbers, you know, and she knows that, but it lent so much to her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just brilliant.
Yeah, I know, being an Olympian in itself, but then even just gaining that experience.
They should have brought Rashida to Tokyo.
Possibly, yeah. Yeah, she could have done it.
Anyway, should have done it.
That's next week's problem.
That is next week's problem. You completely forget about the athletics, don't you?
I know, and then it'll be all and end all in a couple of days.
Yeah, and it's funny, I was looking at, again, a lot of the golfers today, you know, this kind of stupid Olympic content that people keep producing online. But it was, they were holding up these signs saying, like, you know, their nickname and how many times they've been at the Olympics, and then the sport they're all interested in, and everyone's sport they picked is a sport that's happening now. There's just real recency bias. Everyone is either into archery or swimming, it appears. Nobody is into athletics. Next week it'll be all 100 meters, 100 meters,
yeah,
100 meters.
Or the velodrome will take over as well. All things that haven't happened yet, we don't even remember they exist right now. Yeah.
So the other kind of Irish interest today was. And the rowing, wasn't it?
Yeah, mainly on the water. Successful enough day, really, because, I mean, you know, Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy won their semi-final impressively, and absolutely, they were the quickest time going into Friday's final.
They're underdogs.
They'll talk about that, especially Paul. He likes to talk about that. Whether it's true or not, I don't think anybody's really believing it at the moment, but they were imperious, as they kind of always are. And you sort of knew after 500 metres of the 2,000 metre race that they were going to win. But, I mean, not to in any way downplay that, because it's an incredible achievement, and we'll see what happens on Friday. And, you know, we're expecting gold, which is an incredible thing for somebody that's already, in Paul's case, already won two Olympic medals. But there was also two other boats that qualified for finals today. We obviously had the guys yesterday who will be a medal hope tomorrow. We'll be talking about them tomorrow. But today then as well, you had Margaret Creeman and Aoife Casey qualify for a final. Ross Corrigan and Nathan Timoney qualify for a final. Now, they're down the lower end, maybe the fifth or sixth boat in both of those. So it'll be tough for them to medal. But either way, you know, there's only six boats in an Olympic final. And Ireland have never had more than two before in finals. We have four. This time around, you know, this is the last day of the semi-finals for rowing. So again, just a massive increase in achievement. If you've seen what happened with the swimming last night, you know, with obviously Daniel Whiffen won on the back of Mona McSharry getting a medal on the back of us also making a final and another semi-final. Mona McSharry's in another semi-final tonight.
Yeah,
Daniel Whiffen's got to go on. In the previous, before Tokyo, between 2000 and 2016, in, it was that five Olympics, we only made two semi-finals in swimming. So it's not just the medal. It's the increase in achievement all the way through and all the way down the list as well. That's incredible.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's brilliant to see. So, Mona McSharry, what time? That's 9 o'clock tonight, is it?
Yeah, it's all up in the air a little bit. There's a load of different times, but I think the time I have is 9:11 tonight is her semi-final.
Okay.
She came third in her heat today. It was a high-quality heat, and she was up against the South African who won gold in the 100 metres, and she looked comfortable. And I think making a final is a reasonable expectation. I don't know if winning a medal is, but let's get through the semi-final first.
Okay, anyway. So this was a slightly steeper hill for her. This
it is. Her 100 metres is her event.
Okay,
200 metres. She's going in there to make a final. She might be in there to make a medal. She'll have obviously gained a lot of confidence over what happened in the last week. But I think realistically, if she makes the final tonight, that's another huge achievement. Again, Olympic finals are very, very few and far between for Irish swimmers.
And then tomorrow, do we have any of those rowing finals?
So we have the rowing. Okay. We have the rowing final tomorrow for the name escapes me now. But the our other rowing hopes, who after tomorrow I'll never forget their names again anyway. if they win gold, they were the fastest qualifiers in the Doyle and Lynch, sorry, so it's Philip Doyle and Dara Lynch. They were the fastest qualifiers in their semi-final yesterday, so they're in with a huge chance.
Big
tomorrow.
Units, the rowers, aren't they?
They really are. They're
monsters.
Yeah, and it'll be all big from now on as well, because it's the last year of the lightweights. So Paul O'Donovan's you know, we had him at the right time because lightweight rowing is no more at the Olympics. But the boys that'll be running tomorrow, you'll see.
Forget, we're so weighed down with medal hopefuls. You kind of forget. I think Keane O'Connor's out tomorrow as well. In one of the equestrian
events.
So, yeah,
I know.
It is, yeah.
Even for me, even though I'm watching it from 8 a.m. to...
Now that we're a sporting superpower, it seems. anyway, listen, there'll be lots more talk on Off the Ball. Mick McCarthy, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4. The no-compromise electric catchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.